It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. Today's Friday, December the 5th, 2025. Again, thank you for listening to AFR. Joining me, Tim Wildman in studio, are my two distinguished professor colleagues right here, Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Ed's a pride of Nashville, New Hampshire.
Pride of Nashville, New Hampshire.
Where he hails from. And J.J. Jasper is well known throughout the Owensboro, Kentucky community.
They've got that statue right there prominently right. displayed when you cross the county line.
And the sign says, he still owes me.
Hey, so here's what happened. Here's what happened. We're talking old school, back in the day, Russia. Fellow was known as Rudolph the Red. Uh-huh. He's there at the kitchen table. It's sleeting, snowing, wintry mix, and and he looks out the window, and he said, well, it's still raining. His wife said, no, it looks like that's turned to snow. He said, no, it's rain. She said, well, no, it's kind of sleet, and I think it's snow. He said, it's rain. She said, snow, rain, snow. He stomped his foot. He said, Rudolph the reindeer, Rudolph the Red knows reindeer.
Knows.
Yes.
Rudolph
the Red knows reindeer. Well, that went a little better in my mind.
I got it now here. Some people will get it this afternoon after lunch.
No, they'll sit up in bed tonight and go,
oh, I get it.
Rudolph
I got it.
Red
I got it. It took
knows
me
reindeer.
Mine was 7 seconds of processing.
Hey, is this first-time caller?
It's first-time caller,
it
JJ.
It is. Wonderful.
What does that mean, Ed?
Well, it means if you have never been on the show with us, we invite you to call in and be on the show. Try to get on. There's lots of folks that try to get on with us, but that's all right. You can't succeed if you don't try.
No, that's what my mom told me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got to give it a shot.
Maybe you called a bunch of times. That's okay. You
yes.
can still call. It's just if you've never called and gotten on the show.
Then so this could be your day.
We say first-time callers, but the first time for you to be on Trivia Friday.
888-589-8840. That's the number to call.
What's that number again, Ed?
It is 888-589-8840. If you want to get on the program with three professors.
Ask or answer or both.
Yes, we're going to ask three trivia questions each. We invite you to call in, answer one, and ask us one of your own. Try to stump us. So that's a total of 9 questions.
Yep.
One of them's kind of special, JJ.
One will be a mystery question. Now, if you want to kind of listen closely, count cards throughout the show, those of you that make multiple trips to Vegas, these 9 questions. One is a mystery question. You don't know which one it is, but if you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you're going to win a really nice AFR cap. It really is nice, and if I can put a quick plug in for the AFA store, DVDs, sweatshirts, all kinds of tools and resources. There are a lot of AFR fans out there in your family, and maybe go and see about getting a stocking stuffer.
Wonder how many of these ball caps we have left. We don't have a lot left here. And so we got a new Trivia Friday t-shirt coming online pretty soon.
We've been saying that.
Well,
do they have a design?
Where we are with that, you know.
Oh.
And I haven't got an answer yet.
resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. If you want to check out what the ball cap looks like, or if you want to buy one, like JJ said, or a host of other things that are available there on our online store.
Got a nice selection. They really are affordable, good quality. And again, these would be great little stocking stuffers, but you might want to do that this weekend so you'll get it in the mail in time to have it under the tree.
Yeah, either this Christmas or next Christmas, depending on how long
it
takes.
Don't say it.
I got one of JJ's questions. You know, his questions make you think about life.
Yeah.
You know, the meaning of life.
Yeah.
Who knew what time it was when the first clock was made?
Oh, wow.
That's true.
That's right.
Think about that. Just go deep with that one.
That is good.
Because you're always checking your time with other clocks.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Somewhere back there in
whenever
Fred Flintstone's era had to say, hey, you know.
So everyone else could set their watch by it.
I believe. Yeah. We got a clock here. What are you going to set it on? You know what I'm saying?
See, I wonder who the very first person who ate a chicken egg. I think there was alcohol involved or suki or something.
Because
you're just sitting around a campfire and you go, who wants to dare me of to eat the first thing that comes out of where it's coming out of? That's not something that didn't start off on aisle 6 at the grocery store.
What's suki?
I don't know. I'm just trying to throw something crazy out there.
It sounded like something you get at a Japanese restaurant, really. Though,
oh, sake.
Sake. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I had it mixed up with the motorcycle.
Well, also, you got Suzuki. Chemo. You got chemo sake. That was from...
no, that's like karate.
Chemo, that's kemosabi.
Yeah, that's
oh,
like,
my bad.
Yeah, it's like you got karate, judo, and kemosabi.
Kemosabi. Wasn't he a Lone Ranger's right-hand man?
He was.
Well, they use that kemosabi when they're, you know, in mixed martial arts.
That's right.
Yeah, he's an expert in kemosabi.
Coming at you with that kemosabi. Going to take you out, huh?
No, I think his name was something else, but he called the Lone Ranger Tonto. He called him Kemosabi because in the Far Side cartoon, he's sitting around the fireplace and he's old and gray. And
the Lone Ranger is.
Lone Ranger, and he's looking at this. He's got this book of Native American words, and he reads Kemosabi, and he's like, what in the world?
Means stupid idiot.
Yeah, something like that.
All those years, he never knew what Kemosabi meant.
Do you remember, because he said it with a smile. Do you remember those?
I remember
the far side
yeah. Yeah.
That's like somebody said the definition of diplomacy. If you need a good working definition of diplomacy, it's while smiling and say, nice doggy, while you're reaching for a stick.
All right, Ed, go ahead.
All right, and we do say you have to be 11 years old or older to call in. So we don't have a
ceiling on how old you can be. I mean, you can call in.
As long as you can manage the phone, you can call in.
Yeah.
I read an article yesterday about a lady in Arkansas that's 109 years old, still alive. In Arkansas.
Today, she's
Yaleville, Arkansas. Yeah, I mean, she was 109 yesterday. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Have you got confirmation
for today?
Don't
buy green bananas, ma'am.
We can
get kind of ruthless here.
That is no Chinese.
Don't buy green bananas. You might not be around from the.
Oh wow! We need to move on.
All right. Here are my three questions.
This is getting borderline.
Borderline.
I think we crossed the border, boys.
We're several miles inland.
I think we crossed the border, Kemosabi.
Have we got into inappropriate territory?
All right, here
we entered the land of inappropriate.
We are 4 or 5 miles inside the border. All right. My three questions. Now, I told you last week to get up on your Fantastic Four because I'm going to have one
each
week.
People.
That's right. In the Fantastic Four, what was the name of the character nicknamed the Invisible Woman? The Invisible Woman. She has a character name in the Fantastic Four. What is it? Second question. This is one that you go, okay, I may have to go to my computer and figure this out. But on a keyboard, pressing Control V does what? On a keyboard, pressing Control V does what? We all do it many times.
We
work on a computer. Oh, yeah. All right, Control V. What does that do?
Hey, my mind just goes crazy. We all three... It's been said we got a little bit of a warped sense of humor. When you said, I've told y'all you need to get up on your Fantastic Four, I immediately saw the coach talking to the line. and saying, I want you guys to get this stance right. I need you to get up on your fantastic four and just, you know, give them all you got.
That's what we're calling our defensive line.
We're in the red zone, so you can stop this.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic four. All right, it's football season.
It's
been for a while. Absolutely. I knew you guys would want to know this. So how many NFL teams are named after big cats? How many NFL teams are named after big cats? So
how many,
that's my three.
All right, go, JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. I need you to answer this without looking it up.
Okay.
Where in the Bible do we find this verse, a wonderful promise? For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind.
Where is that in the Bible?
Where is that in the Bible? Second question. What is the name of the mean old miser in the Jimmy Stewart Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life?
Good question.
That old mean miser, what was his name?
Right. Third
question, what church in Georgia produced the films Flywheel, Facing the Giant, Fireproof, and Courageous? What church in Georgia produced those movies that we love?
First Baptist.
Was it First Baptist?
It wasn't.
No, but don't blurt any more out. You might.
Was it All Saints?
And don't keep blurting things out.
How about the one with seven words to describe their church? Like holy.
Living oneness, holy apostolic.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway, I better stop right there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're so far inland. Somebody goes to that church.
Yeah, we're so far inland, we might need to start working our way back.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, I got a baby boomer question. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
In 1971, this singer had a hit song called Tupelo Honey. 1971. I'll give you a hint. He also sang Domino and Brown Eyed Girl.
Actually, that was the domino effect, all those hits coming right after another.
Do you know now who I'm talking about?
Yeah, invented a very famous pizza chain. I mean, he was just a one-hit wonder.
His song inspired that.
Okay, so everybody got that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, this is a two-part question that if you get right without looking it up, we'll send you an AFR ball cap.
Uh-oh.
We'll send you an AFR ball cap. This is a geographic question. It's two parts. I could really make two questions out of it, but I want to make it hard as I can on people. Of the five Great Lakes, which is the only one that doesn't border Canada? You know, and the second part of that question, and if you can get this right, you can talk to somebody if you want to. You can do a lifeline, but you can't. Don't look it up. Don't go to the internet and look it up. The second part of that question is what four states does this lake touch? You got my question?
Yeah.
Got it.
That's a tough one.
I want to take a little quick detour. You said don't go to the internet and look it up. I want to also add, if you've got a rash or a fever or some aches, don't go to the internet and look it up. Because you won't want to buy green bananas
anymore.
Oh, man. Internet will scare you to death.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Internet, Dr. Google.
If you have anything, any kind of big toe is hurt.
It becomes terminal. all right, so here we go. My last question. Name five types of potatoes. Name five.
In order?
No.
Is there an order?
Maybe they've got some kind of system in the potato world that, you know, somebody's a pauper and somebody's a king. I don't know. Maybe so. Name five. I'm just
trying to throw you off a little bit.
You
there.
Did. Name five types of potatoes.
In order. That was pretty funny.
All right.
But now you're not talking about how you fix them. You're talking about the names of the types of potatoes.
Types of potatoes. Just name me five types of potatoes.
Okay.
People. Huh?
Potatoes.
Oh, you should have said taters so half of us would know what you're talking about.
All right, go ahead.
All right, we're going to Texas, and Doug is on the line. Doug, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call and letting me be a first-time caller.
Well, Doug, we appreciate it, my friend. Where you live in Texas there?
I live in the Big T, Temple, Texas.
Temple, okay.
Good area.
Temple. Been there many times. I've been to the Temple, Waco, Fort Hood area, right? Yeah.
We listen to y'all on KBDE 89.9 in Temple, Waco.
We've been there a long time, probably 25 years.
Yep.
Wow. So that that restaurant, I think it's Costick's restaurant there, that's my wife's ancestors. Her grandmother moved here from Czechoslovakia, and a bunch of them settled in Temple, Texas. So they still have
and opened the Czechoslovakian
Costick's
restaurant
and Dozier's. I don't know what kind of food they serve, but the times that I've been in Temple, Waco, you know, I've asked this. Oh yeah, we know that. You know, it's been around a long time.
Czechoslovakian people there.
Yes, Czechoslovakian. I'm bragging on my wife's grandmother. She spoke 5 different languages. Which Ed, you'll know. You know, people from Europe. Your mom is from Greek. Greek, they always speak a handful of languages. That's fascinating to me.
All right, Brother Doug, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'll try to answer. I'm not sure of any of the answers, but I have a clue about the first one, about Control V on the keyboard.
All right, on the keyboard, pressing Control V. What does it do, Doug?
I think it pastes.
Copy and paste. That is correct.
Nicely done.
All right.
That's what it does. I just click copy.
Oh, you mean you go to the drop down menu?
Yeah, just click copy. That way I don't have to mess with what are y'all talking about there.
Okay. You don't have to get the lid off the paste.
Yeah, control
thing out there.
Control V, Alt, Delete.
Well, you don't want to hit delete, but Control Alt Delete, I think that shuts your computer off or something.
Does it?
No, that launches some drones on some of those Coke boats. And I'm saying that for a friend.
Well done, Doug. Excellent. What's your question for us?
Well, I'd like to make a comment before I ask the question. You guys were talking about the first person to do things.
Yes.
You remember that at the beginning of the show?
Yes, sir.
My question is, Will any of you be the first to try the beam me up, Scotty type thing? They got that perfected now, and they need a person to volunteer to be beamed from one place to another.
Do they really
volunteer for that?
You know, I knew that's just going to be a matter of time. Watching the Jetsons, I knew we'd be able to do stuff like that.
Watching the Jetsons,
beam somebody up, transport somebody from here to there.
I would not do it.
Hold on, let him finish.
I would not either. I would not.
He did. He asked. He just asked the question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. I corrected.
No, that's not my question. Okay.
No, that's just his comment. What's your question, Doug?
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
Hang on, Doug.
Hold just a second. I missed a little bit of this. Are we saying here that that we're going to, in the near future, be able to disintegrate and then reappear?
That's what they want. They're looking for the first volunteer.
That was Doug's question.
Yes.
If we ever developed that technology, would you volunteer to be the first
one? What if you disintegrated, like on Star Trek? You know, they did that on Star Trek.
That's what he's talking about, beam me up. That's how
what
he started
it. What if you beamed up and then you didn't have your legs?
They didn't get all the molecules.
Precisely the reason why I would not volunteer.
I wouldn't want to be beamed up. And you get beamed up and you got half your body.
That's right.
I mean, it can happen.
Human beings are complex.
I'm
not going to get the order right.
I told one of my coworkers in the hallway, I said, I was going to tell you a joke about time travel, but you didn't get it. You have to kind of think that one through.
That's pretty funny.
You are a deep thinker, my friend.
Hey, what's your question, Doug?
Too deep.
Well, you four here, too, have not heretofore answered one of last week's questions correctly. So I'm going to ask it again.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what I
said? Yes, sir.
Heretofore is a...
That was as clear as
credit for that. Yeah. Extra credit.
Well, I said you four here, too.
You four here, too.
Not heretofore.
Right.
Turned it around backwards.
We got it.
That's anyway, clever.
One of last week's questions, y'all were talking about the answer, and you were all talking at the same time, and I did not ever understand what the answer was that the guy was looking for. Do y'all remember what it was?
That could have been three out of four of those. Us talking on top of each other.
What was the gist of it,
Doug? Get us going in the right direction.
Well, y'all were in Genesis chapter 1, what the first thing God created.
Oh, yeah, when we were saying light, I think that's what we decided, that light was the first thing.
Okay. Well, all y'all were wrong.
Okay.
The answer is actually in a sequence of verses that you could call a prequel. You know, a prequel is something that happened before the thing you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Prequel? You've heard of prequels?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
We're not.
Hey, Doug, you better go ahead and give us the answer, because we still need you to ask us yours, and we want to make room for other callers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, what was the first thing God created? You have to go to Proverbs chapter 8. I'll read it
wisdom.
For you.
He created wisdom.
That's right.
What happened?
Wisdom was it.
Yes, sir. Hey, what's your question for us, Doug?
That was it.
That was it.
I thought you were correcting us, and
no,
then you were going to ask us one. Hey, great.
Wait a minute now.
I'm confused.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Hey, have a great Christmas. Thank you for listening.
All right. Amen. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Appreciate Brother, who was that?
Doug from
Brother
Texas.
Brother Doug from Texas.
That was good.
Yes, Tim, Ed, and JJ here. You're listening to American Family Radio. Next caller, Ed.
We go to Indiana.
Oh, we do.
We do. And Tim.
Who's your land?
Is on the line. Tim, welcome to
Hello.
Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, distinguished professors.
Where do you live in Indiana, Tim?
West Lafayette, a little bit north. Used to be in the country, but now it's suburbs, I guess.
Well, tomorrow the Indiana Hoosiers play in the biggest game of their history, right? Or you don't know?
Sure. Well, okay. I watch it if it's on TV. But.
Okay. Well, anyway, they play Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship, and Ohio State's number one, Indiana's number two. So I'm talking about.
I root for Purdue first, and then I root for IU.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Tim, ask, answer, or both?
Do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
The Fantastic Four.
All right, here's the question in the Fantastic Four. What was the name of the character nicknamed the Invisible Woman?
That'd be Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
Nicely done.
Correct. Sue Storm. That's just a.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, that's a sweet Sue. She can wreak, she can wreak havoc, can't she?
She could. She could bring it.
Sue, what was she known for? I'm not trying. I'm not familiar with the series.
She could be invisible.
Could she?
Yeah.
She
had a force field. So you didn't want to get smacked by that force field.
So, Tim, she was invisible and had a force field?
She was,
Who could defeat her? If you're out on the galactic battlefield out there.
Yeah, number one, nobody can see you. And then if they come after you, you
got
put
a
up that field. Force field.
I mean, you sit back and watch TV.
What?
Well,
yeah.
Tim, I'm talking about Tim Wildman. Why don't you give us a few choices of some of the villains that she would have faced?
Well, I think you got Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit. Close cousin of Dr. Doom, helping you out a little bit.
Well, you get Dr. Doolittle. He'd be flying in there with a sword.
Dr. Doolittle is kind of the black sheep of the
family.
You
got a bunch of talking animals on your side.
We're
going to
take a break right here,
helpful.
Tim. Sorry, but you hold on, okay, my friend? Tim, you hold on. We're going to come back to you in just a minute, okay?
All right, my arms are getting tired.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And you got then you got the Fantastic Four, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Didn't they take on the Pirates of the Caribbean, Caribbean in one of those movies?
Well, I'm
let's
surprised
say,
they hadn't.
Let's say yes. Ed, yes, they did. Yes, they did. It's pay-per-view, so not everybody's seen it.
We'll be back for better or for worse.
I think we all know the answer to that.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
It was several years ago now that Jim Voss came out of service from the Second World War. In the service, he'd learned much about electronics. Many folks would have considered him a master in the field. At least his bosses thought he was pretty good. Jim Voss was working for a group of organized gamblers following that devastating war. He made good money. That's what most criminals, gamblers or not, are looking for. Jim got the jobs, such as wiretapping, and got the good payoffs. One night, Jim was waiting for a flight to St. Louis from Los Angeles and had some time to kill. Billy Graham was preaching in a crusade in Los Angeles, and by some quirk of fate, or rather, providence, Jim Voss wandered into the place where Dr. Graham was preaching. Seemingly indifferent to the words of the famed evangelist, Jim stood near the back of the hall. He didn't want to go too far inside. He was just curious and was planning on leaving as soon as the show was over. As he always does, Dr. Graham gave the invitation for those who would give their life to the carpenter from Nazareth to come forward during the singing of a hymn. As the crowd sang, a hand tapped Jim Voss on the shoulder, and he heard a voice speak. "Will you go forward with me?" the gentleman asked. In natural reaction, Jim Voss turned on him. "Lay off me, or I'll knock your head off," he blurted out. The soft-spoken man spoke again. "You can do anything you like to me, but that won't right things between you and God." It must have seemed like ages, but it was just a matter of seconds till Jim Voss took that first step toward the altar. Each step became easier. With emotion showing in his face, Jim walked down that aisle, vowing to make a clean break with the past, to change things, to settle the matter between him and his Creator. At the altar that night, Jim put away the old Jim Voss and put on a new one. He went away from that meeting a changed man. His break with the past was almost as dramatic as that of the Jewish tent maker Paul. You know, there comes a time in every person's life when such a decision has to be made. He has to look at himself, ask himself some deep questions, and come face to face with the facts. The result isn't always like that of Jim Voss. Many times when the time comes for the decision, we just ignore it, pretending it isn't there, giving no thought to our Creator and our Carpenter. Back in the 1800s, James Russell Lowell wrote a poem. We've turned it into a hymn. "Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide, in the strife of truth and falsehood for the good or evil side. Then it is the brave man chooses, while the coward stands aside, till the multitude make virtue of the faith they had denied." You know, this could be your moment. For Jim Voss, the moment he made his decision was probably the last one he could have had. You see, the plane he didn't catch that night was met in St. Louis by gunmen who had orders to kill him. How many more chances do you have? Are you sure about that?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13.
American Family Radio.
All right, here we go.
Green Acres is the place to be.
That was a... Who's the singer there? Anybody know that?
I don't know. That wasn't Eddie Albert, was it?
No. It was... A lot of people don't know this. That's Paul McCartney.
When he was just starting out.
That was his first song he wrote right there. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. We go back to Brother Tim in Indiana. And we were, where were we on this?
Is this first Tim or second Tim?
This is second Tim. He's going to ask us his question.
Okay, Tim. We're ready, my friend.
All right. Where can you buy chicken broth in bulk?
Like Sam's?
chicken broth in bulk.
No, this is going to be a riddle.
It's a riddle. It's a riddle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got to be.
You got Costco. Yeah, I'm just going down my Rolodex.
Well, if Amazon ain't got it, that truck ain't going to pull up in my driveway.
I know, right? Where can you buy chicken broth in?
In bulk. In All right, bulk. We're stumped. Tim, what's the answer?
Well, that would be the stock market.
I like it.
The stock market.
I like it. Whole lot of punishment right there.
It's a broth.
That was a dad joke.
Whole lot of punishment.
Like you have beef stock that you buy or make to put to start a soup.
Yeah.
That you're not impressed with that? It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was
I've
stock
been
market.
To you guys for over 3 years.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
What Tim is saying is he's been listening to us for over 3 years, and we have no room to talk when it comes to a joke. Isn't that what you were saying, Tim?
Yeah. A dad joke. Yes.
No, it was just a dad joke. Yeah,
that's good. Hey,
all right,
Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
I love
appreciate
dad jokes.
Hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas, buddy. Thank you for listening.
That's Tim from Indiana calling in. And let's repeat our questions quickly, and then we'll go back to Indiana, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I've had two already answered, so I'm going to have to add two more questions. I'm going to have to add two more. Here's the one question I had remaining from my original three. How many NFL teams are named after big cats? How many NFL teams are named after big cats? Mm-hmm. Second question, who is the leader of North Korea? Who is the leader of North Korea?
That's a good question.
Rocket Man. Am I right?
Yes, also
well, do
Paul
one
McCartney.
More little thing. I want you to hit those high notes again.
You like that?
Yes, just
you
give
like
us one
Elton
more little.
John impersonation?
Give us one more little thing there.
Rocket Man.
All right, and then did you just give the name of the answer of the question?
No, that's his nickname.
Oh, okay.
I didn't give his real name.
All right, and what do you call the study of living organisms? What do you call the study of living organisms? All right, that's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, I need the answer without you looking it up.
Yep.
Where in the Bible do we find this verse? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If you just tell me what book, that will suffice. Second question, what's the name of the mean old miser, the Scrooge, in the Jimmy Stewart Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life? Remember the old guy that takes that money and wraps it up in his newspaper, and he's just so bitter and grouchy? What's his name?
First name. Can I tell his first name, or is that
you can tell his nickname and sing a little piece of it if you want. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Ebenezer.
Don't do
it. His first name's Ebenezer.
I think you got a different kind of Christmas names.
I remember this.
You remember this movie?
Yeah.
What a third question. What church, I'm looking for the church, it's the Kendrick Brothers, but what church in Georgia produced the films Flywheel, Facing the Giants, Fireproof, Courageous, and the others? What church in Georgia?
All right, my three questions are as follows. And you know what? Mine are really hard. They really are, man. So I'm going to give a ball cap for any of them that are answered.
Said the guy who said, I wonder where all of our ball caps are going.
and do we have any left?
And do we have any
now,
left?
Now, this is conditional on you not looking it up. Don't go to the internet or... You know, you got to know the answer to this, or you can ask a friend if they know the answer to this. That's fine, or a family member. But and you can't ask your family member to Google it, and then they come back to you with an answer, because that's called, cheating. All right. So my first question is: in 1971, this is a baby boomer question. In 1971, this singer had a hit single called "Tupelo Honey." We're in Tupelo, Mississippi here, so that. Tupelo Honey. He also had songs called Domino and Brown Eyed Girl. What is his name? Number two, of the five Great Lakes, which is the only one that doesn't border Canada? And a second part to that question, can you tell me the four states that this lake does touch? All right, doesn't touch Canada, but this Great Lake touches four states. What am I talking about? And finally, again, these are relatively hard. Name five types of potatoes. Name five types of potatoes.
And you don't have to do it in order, so that's going to help you
out. That's right.
I'd like to give a hint. One of them is couch potato.
Yes.
So then now just four. Name the other ones.
Four. That's
couch
good.
Potato and Mr. Potato Head.
So you should get the rest should
be easy.
Now you're just
potato
down
head,
to three.
Couch potato.
All right, hey, we are going back to Indiana. I don't think we've ever had two Indiana.
Marty, back to Indiana.
Two Indiana callers in a row, back to back. Damon is on the line. Damon, welcome to Trivia Friday.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, I like that enthusiasm.
Hey, Damon.
Damon, are the Hoosiers going to take down the mighty Buckeyes tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to be watching that ball game. Number
Kurt
one,
he's got us rolling, boys.
Well, yeah, for those who don't know, Indiana has no history of winning in college football, and Damon will tell you that. And now they're the number two. They're the number two country.
And
they're the number two team in America.
Wow!
And they're going to face
the king
of the hill, which is a border state.
Oh,
how about that?
We just won 12 games this season for the first time in our history.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's 6 o'clock Central Time, I think the kickoff there in Indianapolis.
I want to put an asterisk on some of the things you just said, because if you just have a nice rivalry, but first time and you got 1-2 and a border state, man, there's a lot of layers
to that
rivalry.
Well, I don't even know if Indiana's ever beat Ohio State in football. They have somewhere along the way, but, I mean, it's just – what I'm saying is it's going to be classic TV tomorrow night.
Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All
right, Damon, we are ready. Ask, answer, or both?
All right, I'll do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The Great Lakes.
All right, this is for a ball cap. AFR ball cap. You got that right. Okay. of the five great – the first part of the question is this, Damon. Of the five Great Lakes – which is the only one that doesn't border Canada?
That would be Lake Michigan.
That is correct.
Nicely done.
That is correct. I don't know why I didn't make this two different questions, but here's the second part that Damon's going to answer. All right. I got confidence in him. And that is this. The aforementioned Lake Michigan touches four U.S. states. I want to know what they are, Damon.
Let's see. Well, you got Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, and there's another state up there. Wisconsin?
There you go.
Wow.
That's what
nice.
I'm talking
wow.
about.
That's, you, hey. Did you say that was for a cap?
Yes, sir.
He should get a brand new car after that one.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's give him a brand new car.
Let's do it.
Well, he's game. No pain for Damon on that one. Go ahead.
All right. I just said you know.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
What's your question
for us,
Damon?
Bring your question for us.
All right. So what do Germans call constipation?
Oh, well, you know, that wasn't on my bingo card this morning when I got up. I'll be asked this question today. What do Germans call?
I promise it's clean.
Okay.
Okay,
it's very
thank
clean
you.
In more than one way.
What do they call?
Wow. Well, we should know that. That's something that should just be right on the.
Who doesn't know this?
Yeah. All right, you're going to have to tell us, Damon.
Yeah, what's the joke?
All right, it's far from pooping.
I thought you said it was clean.
Well, if you're far from pooping.
Yeah, we got it.
Hey, Damon, thank you for listening to AFR.
Yeah,
stay on
Damon.
The line.
Yeah, what'd stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold.
We want to get your address send you the ball cap.
All right. So Cindy Roberts will get your information.
From Indiana.
And we'll send you a ball cap.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday. We're on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We're here every Friday with this show, providing some education to America.
Oh.
And Ed, what else are we doing here? What's in our motto?
Well, we are the purpose of this here Learning University
is
to make our students smarter,
betterer,
and awesomer. And boy, isn't that a fact?
We're doing that, as you can see from the last few callers.
Yes. Absolutely.
They're bringing it.
We
probably should make mention of the tryouts for our cheer team are upcoming. as well as be watching for our virtual volleyball team and soccer team.
Well, and we've got some portal money now that we've come across, and we're going to be doling it out.
You don't miss anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So if you see our name in the top 10 next year, don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised. Yeah, that money talks.
That was going to be the leading story, our virtual portal money for our virtual teams. But the biggest Black Friday sale, the coach at Ole Miss, that just seemed like that took all of the headlines, took away from our
you had to ruin Ole Miss fans' day, didn't you, JJ? They didn't want to hear the name LK.
Well, our when we talk about portal, our motto is money talks and players walk.
Yeah.
So some of you players out there, you're not getting a fair shake. Come to Learning University.
There you go.
We'll pay your way.
We'll work something out. Okay. All right. Who's up? Who's up next?
All right. Let's go to Virginia, and Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay, am I supposed to turn down my radio or phone or something?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chris.
That's a long-time listener there. He knows. He knows. Well, Chris, what part of Virginia do you live in?
Sir. I live in Linden, Virginia, on the North Fork of the Shenandoah River. It's out in the Shenandoah Valley where, apple country, so to speak.
Well, that's the first line of a beautiful song.
It is.
North Fork of the, what's that?
Shenandoah?
Yes, I'm writing that down for
Shenandoah
a lyric.
Shenandoah River.
Yes.
Is that near Winchester?
Yes, sir, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got, that's where our
tower. In fact, my wife and I made up lyrics to Take Me Home Country Road when my son got married to lady down
in Georgia. You broke up just a little bit. So that's something about Lady Gaga. We missed that part.
Your son got married to
Take Me Home Country Roads.
John Denver.
My son got married, and my wife and I wrote the songs to that and had the whole room sing a song that we wrote to that to those lyrics. The Shenandoah River, I'm actually sitting on it.
How nice.
I'm sitting right on it right now looking at it.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, actually, is the Tupelo Honey question still out there, sir?
It is. The question, it's a baby boomer question. I try to have one a week. Here's the question. I'll re-ask the question, Chris, and then you can answer it. In 1971, this singer had a hit titled Tupelo Honey. And he also was the singer of the song hits Domino and Brown Eyed Girl. Who are we talking about?
That's right. That's Van Morrison.
Right.
You my brown eyed girl. Yeah,
yes.
Man. He was great.
Yes, Van Morrison, and you're as sweet as what, Chris?
Tupelo Honey.
Yeah, Tupelo Honey. That's right. And so there you go. Did you know the answer to that?
I did. I knew Van Morrison. I've heard of the song Tupelo Honey. Is it about Tupelo, Mississippi?
It's about a girl being as sweet as there's a honey called Tupelo Honey.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It's off the Tupelo gum tree.
Oh, all right.
But
okay.
I think our town here, Tupelo, is named after that too.
Oh,
we're named after the Van Morrison song. That's
okay.
What they renamed our town.
He's Irish.
He's Irish. Tupelo Honey is a real thing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Domino, remember that song?
Oh yeah.
Brown Eyed Girl was that was a big hit for Van Morrison. All right, Chris, go ahead. What's your question for us?
I have a question for you, if I can.
Okay, go ahead.
In Johnny Quest, that cool cartoon from the 60s, during the intro, what did they wash away with a pitcher of water to save the sleeping man?
Okay.
You know, I can picture that. Johnny Quest, Haji, the little dog. The cool inventions. They had the power boat would just raise up out of the water on stilts.
Let me ask y'all a theoretical question.
About time?
No,
somebody
not
making
a theoretical,
the first clock?
It's a hypothetical.
Okay.
You ready? It's Chris.
Yes. Yes,
If Johnny Quest and Haji, right, were to meet up, like, on a back street with the Fantastic Four. I'm saying who's coming out of that thing alive?
With one of them that can make themselves invisible and have a force
shield.
Force field.
So I'm
force
just wondering who wins that battle.
Well, the Fantastic Four. Yeah, that's what they call them, Fantastic.
Fantastic Four with the the big thing, the guy who was all made out of rock.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
What if Johnny Quest and Haji bring with them Godzilla? Then who's going to win that one?
Now you've got.
That's what I'm saying. That kind of evens the playing field, doesn't it?
You know what? I'd watch that movie.
It does.
Yeah.
I would watch that movie.
Am I the only one that thinks that Johnny Quest was ahead of his time? It was kind of like, for you car people, the Avanti Studebaker. It was so sleek and so fine, but it freaked everybody out because it was so futuristic, so it didn't sell.
Johnny Quest.
But Johnny Quest seemed like it was way ahead of its time. I liked it, but I don't think any of my friends watched it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. All right, so the
question is,
what did they, in the intro...
Pour water on something?
Yeah, I remember the little spider thing that they shot at.
Yes. It was a tarantula. You got it.
Ed, way to go.
Ed, you accidentally fell into that one. Shoot.
Oh, I knew it all the time.
All that stuff's in Ed's subconscious.
Yes, it is.
Well, praise God, the subconscious mind, God's in your back pocket. That way, when you can't figure it out, he does.
Yeah. God's in my back pocket.
Johnny Quest.
I just be glad to be anywhere near God. So, wow, that was pretty accidental.
That's good.
I was just spitballing.
Backed into that one, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Hey, Chris, we hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to AFR.
That's the first time we've ever had somebody overlooking the Shenandoah River.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Call in the show. We've had somebody.
Got the Blue Ridge Parkway. That's a beautiful country through there.
I just love the word Shenandoah.
It is.
I mean, it's just such a beautiful.
There was a country group named that, too, a few years ago.
Well, there's that Shenandoah Valley song, like that. Somebody with a rich baritone, and they sing that. Isn't that a
Jimmy Stewart movie, too, Shenandoah? Where it's about the Civil War, and his sons want to fight in it?
I don't know, Ed. I don't know if it is or not.
I just know... Johnny Quest, he was on a boat going down the Shenandoah River one time. I remember that was one of their episodes.
Yes, yeah, and remember? his uncle was Jimmy.
Haji was scared because he couldn't swim. It was really traumatic.
Yes.
I'll pull that one up for you.
Yeah, I'd like to see that episode.
All right, we're back.
Boy, that got very bizarre very quickly.
We're back to 2025.
All right, let's. How about we go to Michigan?
I say we move on.
Let's go to Michigan, and Molly is on the line, and it's
that's
Molly's,
what we're talking
I like
about.
That enthusiasm
that's
right
exactly.
there.
It is Molly's birthday today.
What? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Molly. Happy birthday to you.
Molly, you had the people across the country sing happy birthday to you. A lot of people joined us.
And I just want to ask you what every self-respecting guy asks a woman on her birthday. How old are you, Molly?
Don't do it, Molly.
I'll tell you. I am 29 times a few more times.
All right. That's an honest answer.
That's a good song
happy birthday, Molly. Have fun. You know, first time caller that people say it's just so hard to get through. You got through. It's your birthday. Enjoy celebrating your special day. And do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Just answer.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the football question.
All right. How many NFL teams are named after big cats? What do you say?
Four.
It is four. And if you can name all
there
four,
you go, Ed.
Here we
you
go.
Get a free
sure
ball
can.
Cap.
Oh, yeah, because it's your birthday.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, the first one in my state is Detroit Lions.
Got it.
Who had a great win last night.
We know.
Amazing
game.
Yeah.
That was
I was afraid you would answer my phone call because we beat. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I know.
And then the second one,
beat the Cowboys. I saw it. Yeah, yeah. Knocked them out of the playoffs. Yeah.
And we thought after not they beat happy. Redskins, we had a clear path to win the playoffs.
I know, but Molly, she's all giddy about it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we got the Detroit Lions. What else? Who else we got there? Yep.
The Carolina Panthers.
Right.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's yes. correct. One more.
And the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's right.
There you go. Check out Molly.
Molly.
Free ball Thank cap you. Coming Make, your way.
Hey, we need to get your address so we can send that ball cap. And then I want to tell you one more thing since it is your birthday. Molly, you can cry if you want to, It's because it's your birthday, girl.
Right, right, right.
And well, I don't want to cry. I'm having a great day.
It sounds like
It sounds like every day is a great day in Michigan. And, all right.
Hey, we also have a new Fantastic Four. We got the Lions, the Bengals, the Jaguars, and the Panthers.
Oh, wow. I like that. Yeah.
Oh, there you did go. There?
That's good, Jim.
Uh-huh.
That's a good.
Hey, Molly, in all seriousness, your enthusiasm and your joy, that's a blessing. That's wonderful. Stay on the line. They want to get your address so we can send that AFR cap.
How long have you been listening to us, Molly?
It's been 2 years.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And you guys are a true blessing to me because I drive for a living, so I listen to you pretty much all day long.
What do you do? We don't meet very many female bulldozer drivers, operators, so that is exciting to hear.
I don't drive a bulldozer.
That was just a shot in the dark.
You guys, I'm driving down the highway as we're talking, trying to be cool on the radio. This is really funny.
Oh, how well, fun.
What do you do?
Yes.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind. I work for a truck parts company, and I deliver big truck parts all over the state of Michigan.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was in human resources for many years, and I just didn't like that job anymore, and so I started driving for a living, and I love it because I get to spend all day with Jesus.
There you go.
Amen.
It's a blessing. I don't even feel like I'm working half the time, guys. Don't tell my boss, though.
Time in praise.
Yeah.
And I'm with Molly on that human resources. I've got a couple of friends that are principals of schools, and I think principals, human resources, you know, every time the phone rings, every time someone comes in your office, it's a problem. You've got a fire to put out. That would just be so draining. I just don't think I'm wired for that sort of thing. But now it just sounds like the Lord, that's a perfect fit. Hey, Molly, you said you've been listening to AFR for 2 years. I'm just curious, how did you hear about us?
Well, I was driving down the road, and I heard you on the radio. And now I have your app downloaded on my phone, so I can listen to you no matter where I am.
Great,
man.
We hear that from so many people. Yeah. They quote unquote accidentally just found us, you know, landed on there, and they got curious and kept listening. So hey, help spread the word. Thank you. Enjoy wearing that AFR cap, and happy birthday again.
Yeah, gonna put you on hold, Molly, and Cindy Roberts to get your information. And your birthday cap is on the way.
What a happy, bubbly. Hey, and I mean this in all seriously. This is why you can choose to be grouchy and grumpy and sour and negative. Nobody wants to be around. You don't want to be around anybody like that.
Right.
So let's try not to be like that. Just what we experienced listening to Molly. That's free. You can do that for free.
Isn't it?
And it really is. You can be friendly. You can be optimistic. You can be positive. You can have the joy of the Lord. And Molly just proved that on national radio.
She brightened everyone's day who heard her.
And you can today.
Yeah. Amen.
You guys have really inspired me.
Well,
I mean, what you just
time
said.
Time to turn
the last
over a
minute,
new leaf, Tim.
Okay. Yes. I'm ready to give 110%. All right. That's what I'm doing the rest of this day.
110% coming your way,
when
Tupelo.
When he said that wasn't on my bingo card. Oh, my word.
We'll be back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.